Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. The McNeil and Parkins Show.
670 The Score in Chicago. Shout out to you guys, McNeil and Parkins. Love you guys.
Afternoons on The Score.
Sure you know by now, Justin Verlander swinging a drive by Randall. Get up! Get out of here! Gone! For Yasmani Grandal. And the Brewers have the lead on Grandal's 22nd of the year. He hit it out of here to the opposite field. 1-0 Brewers. Grandal with number 22.
The McNeil and Parkin Show on 670 The Score.
This segment brought to you by Grandview Homes. White Sox fans, very excited. The biggest contract in White Sox history. 4 years, $73 million. Signed by Yasmani Grandal. All-star catcher with 28 home runs last season. Yasmani kind enough to join us on his big day on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline with McNeil and Parkins on The Score. Yasmani, congratulations. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, what was it like? Why the White Sox?
Why not? I mean, got a good young core. Guys who have a lot of talent, really good arms. The more I looked into them, the more excited I got about them. And that's why the White Sox.
How familiar are you with their staff, and what do you like about it, Yasmani?
I'm not too familiar. You know, all I've gotten so far is video and. Obviously, I've checked online numbers and advanced stats, and it's going to take some time. It's going to be a process, but the one thing I am is very excited to be with the White Sox organization and to be able to work with this young pitching staff.
I get why you say why not, but I mean, White Sox fans were thrilled to be able to land you, and obviously an all-star catcher. There's had to have been a lot of teams bidding for your services. What were the determining factors that made you choose to come here?
Well, yeah, I mean, there was no doubt. It was a very healthy market, you know, compared to last year. And, from the start, from the get-go, you know, once I met with them, you know, just the professionalism, the direction where the program was going, how prepared they were, and they just seemed very enthusiastic to just, you know, be talking to me and having the chance to have me on their team. I just loved everything they said. Loved what the future looks like. That's why we just pulled the trigger.
$73 million worth of trigger. Yeah, why not? Indeed. That's a nice way to celebrate your 31st birthday just a couple of weeks or so after the fact. And I know you've been earning for some time, Yasmani, but have you thought about that item that maybe you've been a little reluctant to pick up on when you get one of those new big checks?
No, I don't.
No.
I don't spend much.
Oh, no.
No, I truly don't.
Okay.
I think I'm pretty smart with my money, so I guess we'll see in the next year or so.
What are you driving? What's your vehicle of choice?
I drive a 4F350.
Yeah, the 5.7, the big one.
Yeah, the big one.
Yeah.
And it's a Lariat. It's not
there's the big treat. There's leather seats, air-conditioned, cooled seats, the Lariat. Parkins, join the Blue Oval
someday. Yasmani, you're talking to a man who used to sell Fords.
I'm going to find a connection here.
Well, there you go.
What are your expectations for this team this year? Because the White Sox are looking to enter a window of contention.
For me, number one is to make sure that the pitching staff does better than what they did last year. I think the offense is going to be there. I think they kind of found themselves last year. Obviously, Abreu is going to be there, who's going to be a huge part in the team and in that lineup. Veteran presence, a guy who keeps up putting numbers. I don't think I have to do much on the offensive side. I think if I do a good job with the pitching staff, I think the defense is going to be there, and we can all follow Abreu to the promised land.
You've been in the National League all of your career, so you know what it's like to play in front of all the full stands at Wrigley Field. How up to speed are you, Yasmani, on just how far down the pecking order the White Sox are here? I mean, sometimes even when they're going well, they have a tough time getting on the front page in this town.
Let's hope we can change that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I don't really look into it. We just gotta play baseball pretty much. And at the end of the day, if we end up winning a championship, then more people are gonna come onto our side.
We're talking to new White Sox catcher Yasmani Grandal. The last couple of off seasons, it's taken a long time for big contracts to be signed. Were you surprised you were able to get a deal done this early?
Yeah, very surprised. Like I said, last year at this time, the market just seemed like it was non-existent. We might have been talking to maybe a few teams, but nobody was willing to bite. And this year, market was very healthy market. We had quite a bit of teams who were doing their best within their limits to be able to compete. And the White Sox were the ones that were able to get the equity and the years that we wanted. And that, to me, just says a lot. It says that, they wanted me to be a part of the future there. And, that's the reason why we went with it.
Were you ever nervous? I mean, I think it's a cool story. You bet on yourself and took a one-year deal. Were you ever nervous that a day like this was ever not going to come?
No, I don't think you ever think of it. I mean, this is not the first time I've done it. Coming out of high school after the first day of the draft, I called my coach at the University of Miami and told him I was going there. His response was, "I think you might need to wait." So, yeah, I bet on myself there. That ended up coming out good. And, I'm the type of person who believes in himself, and I put the work in. And I know at the end of the day, everything's going to work out. Thank God that it did.
We're talking to Yasmani Grandal for another couple of minutes. McNeil and Parkins on the score. You mentioned following Jose Abreu to the promised land. I've been very complimentary of the White Sox. They've established a very good reputation, it seems like, among Cuban players, being able to sign Luis Robert, Yoan Moncada, Jose Abreu. Was that at all a factor in you wanting to become a White Sox?
I did ask them if they wanted to put together a Cuban team.
There you go.
I think you just look at overall the potential and of the team and the players that they have and like I said, the young core. I thought that they're set to win for not just 1 year, but they're set to make a run for a long time, and I wanted to be a part of that.
What do you like to do when you're not being a professional athlete, Yasmani? What turns you on?
I own a couple of side by sides, so I just go out riding in the sand dunes. Other than that, that's pretty much it.
All right, you know Zach Collins pretty well, right, from Miami?
Yeah, his dad was just calling me.
Okay, so what's your guys' relationship like? I know White Sox fans are very excited to be able to see him more and more in the future.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. He texted me today, and I think the first my answer to him was get ready to work. So I think he's got a bright future. If I get to be the one to kind of take him by the hand and kind of show him the way through to the league and make him understand that it's a process and make him realize how he can help us win. At the end of the day, I think he'll be just fine.
You know, what has anything about your regimen changed as you've gotten a little bit older? I know you played in a ton of games last year, and you expect that of yourself. What do you do in the off season to get ready? Anything change?
No, nothing's changed. Still waking up at 4 in the morning, working out maybe twice or three times a day.
Wow.
I don't like standing around too much. I think the more I sit around, the more my body hurts. So I like to just keep on the go. So, and it's worked out pretty good for me ever since I started it. It just seems like I'm able to play more and more games. So I've kind of taken the idea of not working as hard at the beginning of the off season, just because you have spring training, and kind of turned it around and said, no, I'm going to work twice as hard, and by the time spring training gets here, I want to keep on working so that I'm able to do it throughout the year.
What are your goals for the upcoming season then?
Win. For me, I think, I'll put personal goals at some point. I'll start thinking about it within the next month or so once I start ramping up hitting and throwing. But you know, my main goal is win. You know, I obviously got two loser rings already. Those don't go very well. So hopefully the third time's the charm.
Yeah, well, I think White Sox fans would be thrilled to be in that position. You come to the South Side regarded as one of the best pitch framers in the game, and obviously that would help the staff tremendously. What goes into that, and do you agree with that as being part of your repertoire?
Yeah, no, obviously it's a stat, that I was pretty oblivious of when I was in San Diego. I had no idea what it was until I got to L.A. and people just started kind of showing me around. And it's something I never really thought of, but something I don't really work a ton of. But, my idea is just fly to the ball, see it, and catch it the best that you can and present it to the umpire. You know, you got to let him do his job and make the decision. I'm not back there trying to trick him or anything. At the end of the day, I think relationship with the umpire is one of the best things you can possibly have, especially during the game. So.
And then, Yasmani, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the biggest story in baseball. You mentioned those loser rings that you have. You were against the Astros in that 2017 series. What do you make of the sign-stealing allegation controversy and their use of technology, supposedly?
I think, they're doing whatever they can to win. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, I guess. So, they got him a ring. I'm pretty sure that if LA would have gotten a ring and we would have been doing the same thing the same way, we would have been fine with it. I think the past is the past. It happened. People found out. Now let's do something to fix it and keep on going.
Yeah, how common do you think it is?
To what?
You said if you're not cheating, you're not trying. So...
Well, I mean, I don't think stealing signs is cheating unless, as long as you're doing it within the game. I mean, if you're at second and you're relaying signs just to make sure that your team wins, go for it. If the other team can't figure out how to make the signs harder, then I believe it's their fault. So down to that, I think, there's no problem with it as long as it stays within the lines.
Well, Yasmani, thank you for the time. White Sox fans are thrilled to have you on the South Side. So congratulations, and thank you for the time.
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Yasmani Grandal on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.